Hey, this is Tony.
This is Andrew.
Wow, I'm loud.
This is Jonathan.
This is Tim.
We are the Backseat Producers, and I was loud just a minute ago.
Hot mic.
Hot. So hot. This is Backseat Box Office, by the way. For the record.
And we are the Backseat Producers.
I said that. I just didn't say any more. I said we were hot.
I'm not sure you did.
We are as hot sausage. Sizzling on the skillet.
Which just happens to be one of the prize levels that if you choose to support Sausage Fest 2.
Not specifically. Actually,
Is it Andouille spicy sausage?
Andouille?
There you go.
Yeah. Andouille?
Andouille?
Whichever. But it's a spicy sausage.
Where you're at, yeah. Yes, it is.
Yes, it is a spicy sausage.
So is chorizo.
Chorizo.
I was just messing with you. Chorizo, salami.
You say jalapeno, pepper. Too?
Jalapeno, for the record. It's not jalapeno, it's jalapeno.
Let your ass grassy ass, Senor.
Jalapeno?
Why do you have to go make it weird, Andrew?
That's what I do.
Come on.
That's what I do.
He's the drag shoot, Andrew.
That's right.
No, I'm the drag shoot right now.
Keeping the podcast from flaming out.
All right, so, yeah, Sausage Fest is happening. And right now, like right now, the Sausage Fest campaign on Indiegogo is happening. If you go to Indiegogo.com and search for sausage, there are three things that come up. Two of them are called Sausage Fest. But only one has an awesome logo with a sausage penetrating an awareness ribbon.
Violating.
That happened.
Way too familiar with it.
That happened. And there are various perk levels that you can get. When I said that there were perk levels, I was telling Deuce about it. He was like, "Oh, that's what they're really called." I thought that was a breast reference.
Those would be perkiness.
That's not what it meant. But yeah, so you have to name the perk levels. So like, I hate naming things, especially when you have to name a lot of things. It's like, give me an easy way of doing this. So I thought, sausages. So like the lowest level is bologna, and then there's hot dog, and from there it goes to like pepperoni and sausage and andouille and chorizo, and well, there's another one in there somewhere, I thought.
Tube steak?
No. Finally, the last one is kielbasa. I thought, you know, that's a big hunk of meat. Linked in together.
Big.
Whip it over your shoulder, flip it around, smack people across the other side of the street with it.
And honestly, you've already raised $250.
That's true. Yes, yes. A quarter of the way to our goal. And it's been up for about 24 hours at this point.
The thing I'm excited about getting is, I have an idea of what this looks like. I guess I don't know exactly, but the at one of the perk levels, you can get the etched ale glass.
Yes.
Oh.
Yeah.
I cannot wait to get one of those.
Well, there is one of the perk levels that you can get two t-shirts and a set of four ale glasses.
I'm the only one drinks beer in the house. But anyway, yes, I cannot wait to get one of those ale glasses.
Trying to upsell. You can't blame a guy for trying. It's for charity.
You may be the only one that drinks beer in the house, but think of it this way. That's four times as much beer that you can drink before you have to clean the glasses.
That's true. That is very true.
Can we do the bumper for it right now, Tony? You ready? Tony Mast wants your Venus. Come to Sausage Fest. We like the party. You're welcome. I'll sign off on that.
Perfect. You're done, Tim. Go out. You're done.
Go out leaving them more. Go out leaving them wanting more.
Is that worth the 25 automatically? I just fucking leave now.
Win. You got it.
Sweet.
We're resetting the scores in a couple weeks anyway. Who cares?
I care.
That's what I should have... Oh, man, that's what I should have done. I should have made a perk level extra points in Backseat Box Office. Oh, man, I could have got a bunch of you people donating then. Holy crap. We would have had this thing funded in seconds.
And we could have put, like, a 15-point bonus towards next six-month period.
That would have even been better.
That would do it. All right.
They'd be knocking down your door to give you their cash.
That is likely. Yep. I won't say any more.
All right.
This is a teaser for Monday's funny books. Just think back to what he's saying now, what he just said, then remember that when you listen to Funny Books on Monday.
It's a good point. It's a good point.
Tim, you just have to wait until Saturday. So
that's just I just get pissed thinking about it.
Oh, right. We're not going into that.
Ragey red, Andrew.
Yeah. I want to stab something with this pin in my hand when I think about it. But anyway, let's go happy, or at least mediocre, and let's talk about how we did this week.
So,
I got 21. Tony?
I got 21.
Jonathan?
Pretty sure I got 21.
Tim?
I cheated off everybody else. I got 21.
Okay, so new movies this week.
Yeah, there was a lot of that happened. I believe it was, I can't remember who, maybe it was William Paul, that the tweet was, hey, yeah, hosts, ditto.
Well, see, I didn't want to come on here and be like, it was a golden trifecta, and then Tim's a jackhole. So I was like, I'd rather just go down with the ship.
Well, that's exactly what happened. What was it, the last time you were on?
No, that's when I followed the Holmberg into the ice cliffs of Dover.
Well, I guess it was two times ago then, because there was once when we all picked up 25. Tim was the one guy who didn't.
Yep.
Yeah.
That happened.
Oh.
Bet you I'm not going to get one this week either.
No. Jesus.
This week is a preview for those of you who joined the party late, who. Like those guys who are in the top five and who have been in the top five for like since the day they joined this week, this is what we call the ball shriveler. your nuts will crawl back up inside you.
This is 8 to 7 months of the year. Is this?
Yes. This is what the next season is going to be like.
This is why we have the cutoff season.
You have the summer when things are nice, and then you have the rest of the year.
Yeah. Yeah. All right. So, by the way, the points. If you're interested in how we do the points, go to backseatproducers.com, look at the BSBO scoring tab at the top. It will give you the full leaderboard of how everyone's doing and give you the layout of how we do the points. Actually, I was in discussion with somebody the other day, and I think that was Riven Sidriel on Twitter. I think it was a public conversation. And we were talking about a possible way we could look at doing the points differently. And I'm going to take a look at the spreadsheet and see how... If we made that change, how different would the leaderboard look today? But the basic concept is taking a par for each week and then do plus or minus the par. So, for example, this week we all got 21. Give me just a second. I don't remember exactly what the average was for the week. But you would take that average for the week and do plus or minus the average for how you did. So... Your par would add up every week, and your points would add up every week, so you'd get plus or minus that par level. And it might make things a little more fair overall in the long run, especially when we have those folks who participated very recently where every week their average swings violently because as they score a 25 or a 15, they jump four or five spots up and down the leaderboard. Well, we pretty much just stay right where we're at.
So if we're going to use a golf analogy, what would the Dylan Dog weekend be?
That would be Tiger Woods getting hit upside the head with his iron by his wife.
Or an angry fan.
Yeah, or an angry fan, yeah.
Or six of the women he just banged on the last hole.
That would be the person who got it right that weekend.
He wouldn't desecrate a green, man. He's a golfer. Come on. I mean, he's not a savage.
Well, hey, back around behind the whatever, you know. I don't know what there is on a golf course. In the rough, he's getting it on.
That's completely different. It's completely different.
Hey, so I got a message, by the way, asking something serious, not silly movie stuff. But
that's not allowed.
But it's something I think that we could make a recurring feature.
Uh-oh.
We had it a couple weeks ago, and I think the people are demanding we get an update with Car Talk with Tony, Andrew, Jonathan, and Tim. So, Tony, you got your car back from the shop. How's it been doing?
Oh, it's beautiful. It is gorgeous. Actually,
Jonathan?
I don't know if I mentioned it on the recording, or it may have happened like the next day. So, I don't bring my lunch every day, and I should, because it's better for me, because I tend to eat better when I bring my lunch. But I didn't, so I went out, and I went through the drive-thru at a place, and it was just a day or two after I picked my car up. So I get my food, and as the person hands me the food, she looks at the car, and she said, "You be sure to bring my car back by 7 so I can drive it home now." And I was like, this car is still smoking hot. So there's my update.
And Jonathan, yours was at the bottom of the... yours was a rental, of course.
Mine was a rental, so it doesn't matter. Like,
you dropped it off, no questions asked, no one hassled you.
Yeah, pretty much. I was like, take it, I'm done. Apparently it was past warranty, because... they said they only had a 30,000-mile warranty on it, and it was like 40. I'm like, that's going to suck for you, but I don't care.
They don't care. They're going to dump it off on a secondhand market through a used lot.
What they were saying is that they're having to hold on to them longer, that normally they don't hold on to them to 40,000 like that. That typically they drop them off at like 20 or 15 or something like that. But because of the tsunami and various... delivery issues from Japan and that kind of thing, they're holding on to them longer. So
really?
Yeah, so it sounds like they are actually going to get that one fixed, and I'm just glad I don't have to rent any cars until next year so that I don't have to, you know, get that one again. I like the Charger. I don't want that Charger.
Yeah, that's fair.
Your Albatross.
That's fair. So I just checked, and the average for this week was 21.72. So we would have actually lost a point this week because of our average. Mm. Someone like BD would have gotten a +4 on the week because he had a 25. Actually, +3, give or take. So,
you know,
yeah.
Funny, I respect your desire to bring this back about movies, but I really want to hear how Tim's car is doing.
Tim's car is approaching day 4 in the shop.
Ooh.
Ouch.
Yeah. That's how Tim's car is going. But they gave me a little red neon, which is really nice to steer with my knees.
So. Yeah.
But, yeah. You know, I'm just happy I have a vehicle while it's been spun out in the shop.
Yeah, I own a bright yellow Aveo. I know all about driving with your knees.
Mm.
Yep, I've got a Honda Civic.
I always kind of wish, like I don't really, but I kind of wish for one of those situations where somebody runs into you and they're getting all pissed, because then I can like unfold myself from my car.
Like, you could be like that Simpsons episode.
Yeah, well, like any cartoon ever where the tiniest guy or the tiniest car ever has the biggest dude. Just,
that's right.
This is the largest car that I could afford.
I know it looks funny for me to drive this automobile, but I am not a rich man.
There was something similar, but not quite the same, that happened to a buddy of mine and I. We were at the mall, and we were in our late teens, early 20s. And this was a considerable length of time ago, 2 decades, to be precise. So hanging out at the mall was actually kind of okay.
It was a new and exciting thing the kids were doing back then.
Yeah. Back in the heyday.
Centers back then.
Yeah, malls had only been around for 3 to 4 years at this point.
Exactly.
Tony was part of the Warriors. That's
So we're at the mall, and we're like people watching, mostly girls. And so we had developed like code so we could speak freely, but not be completely misogynistic about what we were talking about. And so it's like, nice eyes on that one over there. And we were talking about boobs. So
scandalous.
Yeah, I know. So...
Wait. Was this before or after you guys hit the malt shop for to buy a malt for?
We were drinking our malts.
Jughead and Reggie.
Mostly, yeah. That's pretty much how it was. So we comment on one, and she's walking by with her boyfriend. Now she's probably, I'm gonna say she's probably 5'6". He's got to be all of 5'2". I'm about 6 foot, and my buddy Chuck is about 6'3", 6'4". So, and neither of us are small guys, and I'm just kind of sitting on this bench, and it's one of those extra wide benches that you see at malls on occasion where if people are sitting back to back, you could actually have two people on them. Well, he's straddling this bench because he's a big guy, so he can like straddle this bench. And so we comment on this girl, and it's like, oh, yeah, that's a good one. We kind of look away, and next thing you know, this guy makes a beeline for us and is, like, all up in Chuck's face. And he's looking down at Chuck as Chuck is sitting down, but he's only looking down about, maybe a foot. So this guy's up in Chuck's face. What are you talking about? What are you looking at? And Chuck flips his leg over and kind of slowly unfolds himself to his full height, looks down at this guy, from about a foot going the other way. He's like, do we have some kind of problem here? He's like, no, man, what did you say about my girlfriend? He's like, she's attractive. He's like, all right, that's what I thought. And he just walks away. It was hilarious.
It's like the mall. Dude who took boxing lessons because I tried to kill him.
This sounds good. What do you figure? You have your meat gloves anyway, so.
Yes, I don't know. No, I was driving back to. I was on lunch and I was driving back to work, and this jackass we're driving down a 2-lane road, double yellow line down the middle, no passing. And he decides he's going to be a dick and, like, ride me for about half a mile and then pass me. And it just happened at the time that, like, I had to swerve. He took it as I tried to run him off the road. So he, like, tried to follow me every intersection. He turned on his turn signal but then didn't turn, like, kept going straight because he's, like, trying to follow me while he's in the lead. I get back to work. He follows me inside. He's yelling at me about stuff. I'm like, dude, do we have an issue here? You tried to run me off the road. You tried to kill me. I'm like, what the hell ever? So he leaves. He storms out of the store. I think nothing about it. 6 months later, I'm working in electronics, and I get this call like, is there anybody else working in electronics? And I'm like, no. Can we send somebody to electronics? I'm like, no. Why? What's going on? I go up front, it's the same dude. He's demanding that somebody else go back to help him because I tried to kill him one time. And it's my wife it's my wife up front who he's dealing with, and she's like, he tried to kill me back there. He tried to run me off the road and kill me, and I've been taking boxing lessons, and I'm ready for him. I was like, what the hell? I don't even remember who you are. And so he's like talking all this shit to my wife, and she's like, this gentleman has an issue. I walk up, and he takes like 6 steps back. Like, I'm in my Walmart, like, gear. I have the name. Like, I'm not going to pick a fight with a dude in the middle of the store, but he's like, I'm taking boxing lessons. He's like, whoa. So that was, it was just crazy. And like, he tried to kill me. After that, everybody started calling me. I think I still have a name badge that says killer on it.
That's fantastic. You need to wear that to Archon.
I just have this image of you being Rocky Balboa and him being Clubber Lang doing like like extreme sit ups. Like, I want you, Balboa. I want you, man hands.
I more picture the Rocky III, where he's like training in Soviet Union.
That was 5.
Was that no
4? It wasn't 4.
It was Dolph Lundgren.
Four.
All I know is that the six months after the car incident was nothing but a training montage for that guy. The music played. It was just cutscenes left and right until the day he walked into Walmart.
He's boxing, you know, frozen hunks of meat down at the meat packing plant, you know.
Every morning he'd wake up, he's like, sweet Jesus, just let me punch that asshole in the face.
He's out chasing chickens to work on his footwork.
He's chasing chickens to get the eggs to drink them in his protein shake.
Right.
He's going to catch them and then squeeze them until they pop out an egg. He's going to crack the egg on his forehead and just drink it straight out of the egg. Still warm.
He runs out of Walmart and he's like, years from now when I realize that I've wasted the one shining moment in my life that I had to beat that guy's ass in Walmart.
He'll be on his deathbed, he's like, oh, I need to go to that Walmart and find that dude to make my life complete.
That's my only regret in life.
It's going to be on his bucket list.
By that time, you know this jackass is now at the range, like, practicing.
So,
that's my theme for the night. Just taking it that one step too far.
You complained about me making it weird. So, I think this should be. I mean, the last 2 or 3 days for me has just been a training montage, getting ready for this night of picks.
Whoa!
Because you got 4 movies coming out.
One's out. What? As we're recording this, one is out.
One's out today, right? The Help opened today in 2,500 theaters or so. So, yeah.
Yeah, as if 4 movies isn't enough, then they got to do that crap. Great.
Well, and then you got Glee 3D Live. Yeah, there's no real precedent for that. Final Destination 5 in 30 minutes or less round out our menu of selections this week.
And the trouble with Glee, like, did you look at some of the similar movies on the list? Because they compare them to, obviously, like Hannah Montana and Justin Bieber. And like the Hannah Montana thing, granted it was February, but made something ridiculous like $40 million in its opening, or $40 million in its opening weekend, and only opened in 685 theaters. Like, made $40,000 per theater. Like, I saw that and was immediately terrified. I'm like, I have no idea what this movie is going to do.
Well, I think we all remember how Bieber worked out his opening weekend.
Mm.
It's just, but I mean, even Bieber's was at least a documentary.
Well, this is a mockumentary, right?
Baby, 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 oh, indeed.
I don't even think it's a mockumentary. I think it's just, we're having a concert and we're going to put it on the... I have no idea.
When I say mockumentary, I mean like it's a mock documentary, because they're all in character.
They're all in character, even when they go backstage, yeah. Oh,
Tony, was that a Bieber joke earlier?
Yes, it was.
Oh.
Man.
You never say never around this podcast.
We were trying to kind of just wash past it.
No, I needed to make sure so I could make mine. We're good now.
Yeah, he doubled up on it. That was great.
Oh,
he flipped that hair back and made his Bieber reference too.
Hey, Tony.
Uh huh.
What exactly? What color are Justin Bieber's eyes?
Oh my God! I forgot about that. That was amazing.
They're dollar signs. That's all they are.
You and Deuce are going on about that night.
Aren't they like a light almond?
Well, but in certain lights, when you look at them, they're more like almost an entrancing mocha. And then some lights, they're almost golden. It just went on and on and on and on and would not stop.
To be fair, that was an official answer on a website.
It was. I think it was like yahooanswers.com, right?
Uh-huh.
Oh.
Yeah. Oh. Yeah. So then, of course, you know, you got the teen thrill set with Final Destination 5. You've got the Help, which God knows what that's going to do. Plus, it's opening on Wednesday, and you got 30 minutes or less. Because, you know, what's not funny about taking the pizza guy hostage?
That's a movie that looks like it blew its wad in the trailer.
That's so funny.
It's got a good pedigree, though.
Yeah, but I don't know. I mean, it's directed by Ruben Fleischer, which is the same guy who directed Zombieland. It's got Jesse Eisenberg, and it's got Aziz Ansari. I'm not in any way interested in it.
Danny, what's his name, is one of the hostage guys.
Danny McBride.
Mm-hmm.
I wanted to say Elfman. I don't know where that name came from.
Oh, Danny Elfman's a composer.
He's
a huge composer.
Yep. Big time.
Yeah.
Batman.
Probably not a pothead that takes pizza guys hostage and sends them to the thing.
He might.
No, he did the Simpsons music.
So, same thing.
Ah, okay. Makes perfect sense now.
Same thing. You know, it's opening in 2,600 theaters. It's. I don't know.
It's a thing.
It's a rated R comedy. Go watch the trailer. Yeah. They take a pizza guy hostage and make him, you know, rob a bank while he's got a bomb vest strapped on.
You know, guys, what we actually didn't do was cover what happened last week.
Oh, I think I just skipped right past it really quick.
Yeah, no.
Exactly. I think he's saying he wants to know.
Okay.
What I'm saying is the listeners might like to know what happened last
especially
week.
Since there wasn't anything on the website telling us.
Wasn't the results show on there?
The results show was on there. Yeah, I'm talking about in text format.
So,
yeah, but Tony spends the entire results show telling people not to listen to the results show. So,
because if enough people don't listen to it, then I can stop recording it.
Good luck with that.
God damn it, you people just keep listening and responding and giving me choices and voicemail and whatnot. So I have to. I'm compelled to at that point.
It's a belief.
It's the Catholic guilt. It comes in.
Heaven forbid you have something successful that has feedback.
I know. What the hell? I didn't used to have feedback, so now it's like, oh man, it's like you people knew that I was thinking of quitting, and now it's like, oh, feedback, now you need to keep doing this. What?
I'd do it.
Well, you know, I think Tony was like, you know, I'm just going to do this show for a few episodes, and then me and Jonathan got involved, and suddenly we're at episode 47.
It's like, son of a
and we bitch. Keep, and we keep showing up every week.
Yeah. You guys are like Daryl on the Backseat Producers. You just keep showing up.
Even when recordings have been canceled, Daryl shows up.
That happened. That literally happened.
Not my favorite Daryl in podcasting, though, but he's second.
That's true. Daryl from the Bear Swarm.
Daryl from Bear Swarm.
Much love. So, all right, here are things that, by Jonathan's request, here's how everything happened over the weekend. Rise of the Planet of the Apes debuted at number one with $54.8 million. The Smurfs dropped to number two with $20.7 million. At number three, we had Cowboys and Aliens, $15.7 million. The Changeup debuted at number four. I swung at that one a little too early last week. It brought in $13.5 million. And finally, Captain America the First Avenger dropped to number five with $13
million. Hey, at least we got right that Cowboys and Aliens and the Smurfs were going to flip-flop.
Yep.
Yeah.
That's a positive.
Yeah. I mean, I had them all in the right order, except for the changeup.
Except for the changeup.
I had that a little too... You know, I was expecting the fastball, and it came in slow and just swung too quick.
Okay, now I feel better.
Should we return to our discussion of this week's movies?
Yeah, whatever.
I want to keep talking about baseball.
You know what? I don't think
I've been on since the Smurf debacle either.
I'm sorry, what was that, Tim?
I don't think I've been on since the Smurf debacle either.
No, you haven't.
I'd like to take this moment to say, Smurf the Smurfs. Smurf them in their blue asses.
No, they're blue Smurfs. Smurf. Blue Smurfs.
I feel better.
No, it's better that way.
I slipped a noun.
So Glee, it's going to be an 1800 theaters featuring the Glee class. We talked about 30 Minutes or Less. Final Destination 5 has category of young actors and actresses that I'm in no way familiar with. I don't need 3100 theaters. And The Help is based on the best-selling novel by Catherine Stockick, centering on African-American servants who worked for rich white families in Mississippi pre-Civil Rights Movement. Before the Civil Rights Movement. There you go. That came out well. Chris Columbus, who I know from the Harry Potter franchise, I think the first two, three films he had directed.
I know him from Discovering America.
Okay, yeah.
Really the West Indies, but...
Why do you hate America? Are you communist, Jonathan? Why do you hate what is good and right? You probably didn't like Captain America either.
I have a problem.
He didn't. Don't you remember the discussion?
I know. Communist. Okay, pinko. Thanks. You're going to be wearing a pink shirt for Archon.
Look.
Maybe because I'm going to have those printed.
I have nowhere to go with that.
It's going to make you for Sausage Fest, but...
Isn't it kind of a faux pas to throw out your Emmy bait crap ass indie movie right in the middle, right the week before Conan? Summer blockbuster action movies, and yours is fucking indie. Oh, all right, never mind. I'm good.
You actually think that's going to be a blockbuster? Oh, I can't wait to see your picks next week.
right here, right now, next week. Number one Conan, I'm locking it in. You can kiss my ass. That just happened.
Wow. Okay.
I don't know what I'm gonna do this week. Next week I know what I'm doing.
Well, you know what you're doing.
Hey,
you know
might as well just make
one.
Oh, sorry. Spoiler.
You might as well just make Conan number one this week. It's gotta be playing as a preview somewhere.
Well, that's just crazy talk.
It'll make $40 million in one theater being shown only to the press.
Yes. That happens.
The press will just start emptying their wallets. Just dumping the money out on the floor of the theater. It'll be that good.
Take our money. This movie is so awesome. We are just going to give it to you.
It's one showing for a Nigerian prince.
I think under the new system, that would be like a quadruple bogey if I did something like that. So you would just
get a zero, just flat out.
You might as well have not shown up this week, Tim.
You know what? I am honestly kind of surprised, considering some of the picks that I've gotten from like Deuce, that there has not been anybody in this entire run that has picked a movie that is not yet out. Though, to be fair, for months I knew and did not correct Adam in the fact that the new Twilight movie did not come out the same weekend as the last Harry Potter movie. For months he was telling people, oh, that's going to be a big weekend of movies. The second to last Twilight movie and the last Harry Potter movie. And I just look at him, he goes, oh, it's going to be huge, let me tell you. And he thought I was questioning the fact that it was going to be a huge weekend, when honestly, I knew for a fact that other movie doesn't come out for like 6 months. It doesn't come out until like December. And he's like, oh, yeah, it's press all over. Have you seen a trailer or a commercial for it? How can you honestly be saying this? Anyway.
Okay, I might be crazy about Conan, but if you think the friggin' Twilight movie is any good, you are a 16-year-old girl.
No, here's the thing.
Good. He didn't say it was good to make money.
He thought it was actually going to come out like 6 months before it was supposed to come out. He thought it was coming out on the same day that Harry Potter 7-2 came out. He thought Breaking Dawn 1 was coming out, and it's not coming out until like December.
I think it's well established that David
and facts.
Has issues.
Yeah.
He has some issues.
Uh-oh.
I just spent a weekend with him. Dude has some issues.
Oh. I get to spend this weekend with him. I know.
Yeah, I mean, but when Breaking Dawn Part 1 comes out, it'll make a ton of money and be number... I don't know what's going against. I don't care. It'll be number one.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I've already told him. He's so convinced that the box office for the last Harry Potter movie was like, it's untouchable. It's like,
no.
Yeah, until the last Twilight movie comes out.
Oh, is he just talking about for the year?
Like, for the, like, oh, it's breaking all these records that are going to...
Oh, you're talking about the speed, quickest...
Yeah, all those quickest to... It's like, yeah, that's going to be a record until the last Twilight movie comes out.
Yeah.
Because that's going to go crazy.
Well, and you know, Harry Potter, for just overall domestic gross, is only $1 million ahead of Transformers.
Yeah, it's the world. The world box office is what's really doing it for that. It still makes my heart happy to know that... for the domestic box office, while it's no longer... I don't think it's either not in the top 10 or it is number 10. Dark Knight is still number 3 in the domestic box office for all time.
Yeah, if you look at combined foreign and domestic, Harry's about $100 million ahead of Transformers. $144 million, to be exact.
Yep.
So, since we all tied this week...
We go back to last week.
The order we had last week.
Yep.
So, Jonathan, have fun.
Oh, was I first up last week?
You sure were.
No, he wasn't.
I had forgotten.
He was last.
No.
You were first.
I took his picks, remember?
Dickle.
He went first. I took his picks, and then you said the same thing after me.
Oh, my goodness.
Oh, yeah.
See?
People, look.
Hey, you had your picks written down. What are you worried about?
I'm not.
But you're hemming and hawing.
I'm not hemming and hawing.
Then what are your picks, Jonathan?
My picks.
Just hawing.
I'm just hawing. I don't hem. I don't sew. That's girls' work.
Hee-haw!
Oh, man. Speaking of feedback, the number.
Hey. Define a slut.
God. That number for voicemail is 618-207-4794.
That might have been a theme at Gen Con.
I can imagine.
Anyway, all right, so let me see here. Where are my numbers? Numbers. I have written down Final 5, Final Destination 5, or without F5 is what I have written down. I think is going to come in number one this week. Because I think Planet of the Apes will come in. Rise of the Planet of the Apes. I don't want any like 1960 Charlton Heston movie being thrown onto my list.
Who would Rise do of such Planet a of the thing? Apes.
I think is going to come in number two.
Real quick. Yes. I got to interrupt you. We would not do that to you. We would give you the Tim Burton 2006 Planet of the Apes.
That's more likely.
I would feel more comfortable.
And I would bet Danny Elfman probably did the music for that one.
He probably did.
It all comes back around. At number three, at 30 minutes or less. Yeah. Number four, I put the Smurfs. Number five, The Help. And then Glee worries me because it's like I said, Hannah Montana made a butt ton of money in like half the theaters, but I figure it's going to be, I couldn't decide where on the list to put it. I don't think The Help is going to actually beat the Glee concert movie, but I figure it's safer to leave it off than to put it on. So
that's fine. That's kind of how I feel about The Help. Because I'm like, it's opening Wednesday. It's kind of this, not summer blockbuster. It's only in, what I say, 2,500 theaters.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but I mean, 30 minutes or less is only in 26. So
yeah, it's got a little better pedigree, though, right? It's also a little more widespread appeal, I think.
I don't know. I figure it's one of those. It's one of those weekends where, who the hell knows what we're getting, because you have eight different, you know, like none of them are competing in the same field with the others, you know. No summer blockbuster. You have a comedy, a horror, a concert, and a drama with Apes being the summer blockbuster for the week and Smurfs being the family movie for the week. It's like, I have no idea what's going to happen. I don't know what people want, and I am bad at this.
And for the people who are behind you on the leaderboard, I'd just like to say for all of us, thanks, buddy. So, my picks are similar, but not the same. I also felt Final Destination 5 was probably going to pick up the number one spot. The Final Destination, which is also known as Final Destination 4 if you count, because obviously it was not the Final Destination.
It's kind of like Saw 7.
Why do people keep going back to that house? I don't... That's just stupid.
For real, right? But, you know, Final Destination... Or, sorry, damn. The Final Destination opened up at $27.4 million. That's not the best opening weekend ever, and I'm not confident that it's going to do that well. But if you figure that Rise is probably going to drop around 50%, it's going to put the two of them kind of neck and neck right in the same ballpark. I then put Rise at number two, because again, I feel like the two of them are going to kind of be right there competing against each other. At number three, I put, you know, 30 minutes or less, because it's a comedy. It's in 2,600 theaters. It's trading at a fairly good price on Box Office Mojo. I threw Glee in at number four. That could certainly come back and kill me later on. And then I put the Smurfs at number five. And I left The Help out for the reasons I just discussed. Basically the same reasons that Jonathan left Glee off.
What I should have done was be smart and leave off The Help too, and just been like, and Cowboys and Aliens. I'm just going to leave both of those off because I don't know where they're going to come. It's going to be bad.
So those are my five. Tony.
All right, so I'm going to be yet still different than what you guys have picked. I am actually going to have Faith in Humanity, which I know is normally a mistake.
I'm just going to say, I don't know what you're going to say, but it's going to be a mistake now. Go ahead.
Yeah. So I'm going to say Rise of the Planet of the Apes is going to stay at number one.
Yeah, no, that could
have. Mostly because I can't, in good conscience, put a Final Destination movie at the top of my list. They're so bad. They're so terrible. Even the first one, which was mildly interesting, mostly because it was so novel, I can't do it. I cannot do it. So I won't. So I'm going to put it at number two.
Okay.
30 minutes or less. Going with the consensus and saying it's going to come in at number three. Even though it doesn't have... even though Oprah's not still on the air to pump this movie up, I'm going to say The Help is going to come in number 4. If Oprah was still on the air, I would probably bump this movie up a little higher, because I think it would get a lot more press and a lot broader audience appeal than I think it's going to get now.
Think about the last movie Oprah actually was in back in October when she was still on the TV and how well it did.
I'm not talking about what she's in. I'm talking about what she supports. Look at her book club. I would kill to get a book on Oprah's book club.
Well, sure, but she was actually in the movie and promoted it.
I don't care about that.
All right.
I'm talking about when she talks about
it. She promotes it. He doesn't care if she shows up in it.
No.
Really, this is just Tony's way to mention Oprah and maybe attract her attention to the gaze of his book.
Yes. It's short. It's a short story. It's 99 cents.
Come on, Oprah. 99 cents.
I'll give it to you for free, Oprah. I'm generous that way, even to the rich. They're going to raise your taxes because you're rich, so, hey, you can take freebies.
But anyway.
Anyway. I'm going to go
weird.
I'm going to go with Smurfs at number 5.
He always has to take it that one step to where it gets weird, doesn't he?
That is my theme for the day. I'm not even going to tell everybody what the tagline of Sausage Fest was going to be, because I even saw that would have taken it one step too far. Actually, that would have probably taken it like one giant leap too far. But yeah, I'm going to say...
You should say it right now and then bleep it.
Okay.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Or as I like to say, make Andrew work.
No, no, except it's Tony's editing. A week to edit. It's
even
good.
Though I'm not going to have time to edit, this is going to be interesting. So the tagline is putting our meat where the pink is. Wow. Thanks for the support, guys.
I thought you were going to say something.
That was it. I just said it.
I thought it would be worse. I mean, it's bad.
It's bad. It's bad.
It's bad, but it's...
Is it really as bad as sausage penetrating an awareness ribbon, though?
I'm just saying, if you're going to do it, at least do it at Sausage
Fest. I think the sausage in the awareness ribbon is a little more subtle.
Yeah.
It is a little more subtle. That is true.
It doesn't explicitly say it, unlike your catchphrase, which does explicitly say it.
Yeah. It's more descriptive.
It's words.
It is.
Versus in an
order.
Showing.
In a words. Certain order. Anyway, the Glee movie.
I don't really know what number you're on. I stopped writing your pitch down.
I'm not putting
Smurfs was number 5, so
yeah, Smurfs was number 5. I'm not letting the Glee movie go into the top 5 just because I think best case scenario we're looking at it getting to 4. And if everything else is right, that means that I get like I could potentially have a 24 on the week. So Or 23 on the week. So I'm willing to roll those dice, because I just can't see the Glee movie in only 1,800 screens making that much. When a number of these other concerts are either concerts for major concert events that are like record-breaking concert events, like the Justin Bieber thing, or even the Hannah Montana thing, which was... I think, didn't it actually have like a movie involved in it too? And the show was going off the air, so it had like a bunch of extra hype surrounding it. I just can't see this doing it. Tim?
Yeah, I don't know.
What do you got?
Oh, this week sucks.
It does. That is fair. I don't know why you volunteered to be on this week.
Yeah.
If I was you, I would have just skipped. I just not even... Oh, I forgot to give my picks.
Oops. I did that a couple times.
Quick, fake Skype, drop your call.
Look at that. No,
you're breaking up.
No, I'm man up. Maybe I can get an eagle. We'll see.
There you go.
I put Final Destination 5 number 1.
Third Eagle of the Apocalypse.
Well, here comes the third eagle right here. I'm going to put 30 Minutes or Less number 2.
Oh, big ball in it.
I'm putting Rise of the Planet of the Apes in the central Moon of Aquarius number 3. See, I had The Help written down, then I scratched it out and put Glee, and then I put The Help, and then I scratched it out and put Glee. And so I'm back to The Help now. So I'm going to go with The Help at number 4, and I'm going to smurf it for number 5.
I think it's hilarious how you bounce The Help and Glee at number 4. But Smurfs is definitely a lock at number 5.
Smurfs getting 10 mil. I think one of those two is going to be 10 mil. I don't know which one. So,
but it certainly can't be both.
Can't be both, I don't know.
Because the audience for one is the exact same as the audience for the other. So
the world would end, Jonathan.
I think you guys are being facetious. I don't think they are the same audience.
No, I am entirely serious.
I
honestly think there is. I honestly think there is some crossover in the audience.
I guessed on a guessing game. Look at that.
Check out you.
I'm just prepping for fantasy football now. I'm guessing the other things.
Hey, when's your draft?
End of the month.
Because, you know, Tim knows that this podcasting stuff, it's all fantasy. Fantasy football, that's just real blood, sweat, and tears.
Yeah, it's real fucking life.
Serious.
That's right.
Yeah, when I have to draft, like, I don't know when that week that's going to be. I don't care when they schedule it. I will be doing that. Knights of Rainsboro, this thing, whatever. I got fucking players to draft and scream about.
Goddamn priorities.
Yeah.
We clearly need a fantasy version of Sausage Fest. Like,
what?
How many times are we going to see someone's balls?
What's the over-under on balls?
Over-under on Jonathan ending up face-first in the bush.
How many times will I fall down?
How many times will someone try to move Jonathan and he just won't?
Oh, no, I got it. How many times does somebody say, God damn, he's got big hands?
That happens all weekend.
That's why it's a close one.
It's like it's one of two things. Right. It's one of two things that either people notice his hands and realize who it is, or Jonathan and I will get in a screaming match, which happened a number of times, mm-hmm. where I would scream Stingray, and he would scream Tony. So people realize who he is, and so they immediately walk over to him and say, "Can I see your hands?"
Yeah.
Or they see these huge hands and they're like, "You must be Stingray."
Seriously, my hands are internet famous.
Well, of
I'm
course
not
this year,
just my hands.
This year we're gonna have our lady friend Sam attend Sausage Fest 2, which is gonna be marvelous.
Yes, there was actually in speaking with our lady friend Sam, he mentioned that if we got a Kickstarter campaign and bought him a Cinderella gown, he would wear it.
I did see that, yeah.
But mostly, if he could have mice coachmen, our mice horses guide the coach that we have pull up to the front door of Archon to let him out and guide him to Sausage Fest.
You know, that just seems like a really thinly veiled excuse for him to cross-dress. Like, oh, yeah, I guess I'll do it if you do this, Tony. Twist my arm.
Yeah, but, you know, especially when I said, if I set up that I'm going to set up a Kickstarter campaign, he's like, I will donate. Wow. You are committed to this. Why don't you just go buy a dress? It would probably be cheaper for you. You could have it fitted then, too. And then it wouldn't be weird at all.
he needs plausible deniability.
No, it's pretty fucking weird.
That's for a sci-fi convention. What? Since when is that synonymous?
We can submit him to the masquerade.
Oh, it's not, likely it's he'd
not,
win it.
It's not hinky if it's for a sci-fi convention. No, see, it's still pretty fucking hinky.
They actually do prizes for the hall prizes for costumes. Like if you're just walking around the con in a costume, they'll just walk up and give you prizes. So, and we were talking about this last week, and Daryl's like, "Oh, you for sure would win a hall prize if you came dressed like that." Great, let's encourage this.
Yeah.
Cross-dressing is always worth a prize.
Though, to be fair, there were girls making out with girls, but no girls making out with guys at last year's Sausage Fest, so this may not... This may be genius.
The hall prize was going to be sexual fucking confusion, is what it's going to be.
No, this may be genius on his part. Because if he's dressed as a chick and that chick is drunk enough to look for making out with other chicks, she may just be confused enough to make out with him. That may work. That could be the genius play of the weekend there.
It's a lot of commitment for a small possibility.
Let's not tell him what the odds are. Never tell him the odds.
All right, guys. All right. Well, it's been a pleasure as always.
I think that was the step too far.
But I gotta get some sleep.
Yep. All right. See you guys later.
See ya.
See ya.
Bye.